Splendid. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station, and it's time now for actually to press this button here.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
Yes, and it's Lincoln Inspired for April, online and ready to actually develop in all sorts of marvellous ways. Isn't that right? Marketing intern for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, Alice Dale.
That is correct.
Excellent. I cannot believe, Alice, that as I'm looking through the What's On Spring Summer 2016 Lincoln Performing Arts Centre guide, we've passed Easterville, we've had Harry McClary's Cattails, we've had a whole heap of other goodies, we've even had... Oh, no, we haven't quite had with a little bit of luck. That's still to come. But Thank heavens there's some goodies that will be there, including, of course, that bloke William Shakespeare, because In the words of artistic director Craig Morrow, we have encountered Shakespeare at some point in our lives, be it at school or in one of the 3,000 words and phrases he invented, many of which trip off the tongue so easily. We could actually work them into the show. We could have a literary theme. Michael Blackburn sends his apologies, but our poet is otherwise engaged. As indeed it would seem, are Julie Ellaby and Georgie Hardcastle. But you're here, Alice, so the most important person is actually set and ready to work through that. In the programme today, we'll be going live to Sarah Bullimore to find out what the founder of Lincoln Inspired and indirectly Inspired On Air is doing with herself and some of the exciting things she's coming up with over the summer months. Plus, we'll be hearing part two of the Elliot Morris interview that, of course, we launched, curiously, with part one last month. Yeah, part one, part two, it's fantastic. Plus, lots of stuff from Alice about what's happening at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, all this and more on Inspired On Air. April edition of Inspired On Air to be able to welcome back, yes, welcome back in a pre-recorded way, the fabulous Elliot Morris. Elliot, good to connect with your good self.
How you doing?
I won't say have you had a good Easter, because you'll have had a splendid Easter.
Absolutely.
It's sensational.
Fantastic. Of course it has.
And we'll talk a bit about the way in which the career is developing, and also the arts in Lincoln, because obviously you're a Lincoln lad. There's a development that's worked through that. We're very proud with Inspired On Air. Sarah Bullimore, obviously, bless her heart, is keen to promote the very best of Lincoln to the world, and it's Lincoln, England, not Lincoln, Nebraska, for any American. It's easily confusing. Do you get a sense that actually, is, here we are, midway through the second decade of the 21st century, things are gradually, with respect to the venues in Lincoln and projects like Lincoln Inspired, like the Drill Hall, clearly Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, that there is a buzz about the county.
Yeah, I think so. I think... I mean, when I've been sort of on the scene regionally and nationally for about 6 or 7 years now, doing what I do, and certainly when I began gigging, there was quite a lot happening for someone at the very bottom floor, and then with things like recessions and whatnot, the opportunities disappeared to play, which sort of did actually drive me to go away from the county and look for gigs elsewhere, but I'm finding myself coming back to Lincoln an awful lot now. There are a lot more opportunities to play live. Obviously, we've got art centres like the Drill Hall, and all the sort of Lincolnshire One venues and things like that. And then we've got bars like the Rogue Saint that I've played at and a few times, and places in between, really, you know, cafe bars and things. So and there's an appetite for it as well. People certainly want to go out and listen to music, and that, again, that's regional. That's, it's really nice that people still, you know, with I think there's something that technology will never replace, which is sitting in a room with people, be that just to have a coffee rather than Skype, or you know, going to hear live music rather than watching it on a screen.
You can't beat it. I'm going away, but I'll be back if I go 10,000 miles.
Absolutely. There you go, mate.
Just quoting the line from that. Lyrics to Fare Thee Well, of course, which you've also put up on your fantastic website, which, reminder, is, of course, elliottmorris.co.uk.
Perfect. Smooth transition
did
there.
You see that?
Yeah, that was very good. Yes. That was very good. You've been practicing all morning.
Those rehearsals, I knew they'd work well from that point of view. In terms of the way in which the sort of contemporary folk music scene is about, and obviously the Cambridge Folk Festival, there are other sort of zones within that. Is it, again, you mentioned last month, of course, we talked about the fabulous work of the Mumford & Sons and other sort of areas from that point of view. Do you think we've got a particularly British style of folk music, which, you know, clearly in America you think about your Pete Seeger and your Bob Dylan and that sort of whole history from that. Is there something that's uniquely British that is quite special in this country?
I think so. I was talking to a friend the other day about where we draw influences, and I'm definitely influenced by a lot of the British folk scene, the British folk singers. But I also, you know, listen to The Band and Bob Dylan and a very sort of more American kind of country vibe comes through in what I do. And obviously that sounds like that to my British ears. I can hear where I'm picking up those influences and probably to a British audience. But you know, you play it to, I've got some friends in America and Canada and they don't hear it as that at all. They still hear someone with quite an English accent singing, and it might just have a bit more of a twang to it. But
of course, traditionally, folk music has always had an element of the political involved with it. And we go back to the balladeers and the people who actually use folk music to really be the mass communicators of their day.
Sure.
Are there events happening in the world? Obviously, there are. It's a bit of a silly question. But are there things which sometimes you think, yeah, actually, that's inspired me to at least, if not write a protest song, but to actually say, where are we going to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a, I can't remember the actual name for it at the moment, but there's been a new album put together, I think, in conjunction with EFDS, the English Folk Dance Song Society, and Cecil Sharphouse. I think it's called something like Songs of Protest, and they got a group of musicians together to write 21st century protest songs, or to work, you know, through the archives on that sort of, you know, bringing songs from the past up to the present, and in particular look at protest songs. And that's what I find so fascinating and exciting and inspiring about folk music, is that whether a song was written yesterday or 400 years ago, themes are still universal. So they're still going to be about love, death, war, birth, marriage, you know, all that stuff is timeless. So you can look at lyrics to a song from years ago in it.
There are a few things that I don't believe in this life: making threats and deep regrets and always wanting to be right. Sorry,
didn't even know they were online, mate.
The lyrics to Eyes, of course, which I believe you wrote actually when torrential rain forced you to stay inside.
That's right. Well, you know more than me. Where are you finding this? Is this my website? I've not logged on in a while. Well, I think I was in Dublin, and it was. I've played in Ireland a lot, and I'd often played in the north, and then got this 5-hour bus that doesn't stop, by the way. So you have to make sure you don't drink too much coffee before you get on it. It sort of drops people off at Dublin Airport and then zooms away. And it takes about 5 or 6 hours to get from Belfast down to Cork. And I'd played in Cork an awful lot. Never really stopped in Dublin. And I had. Finally, I had a gig in Dublin and then a couple of days off before I was going to Galway. And I thought, right, I'm going to go and I'm going to explore. And this is going to be great. And it'd be like a little holiday in the middle of the tour. And I've honestly never seen rain like it. And so what can you do but sit inside and
write a song?
Write a song. And I had a Chinese takeaway, actually, in a box, you know, like on Friends. I've never seen that before. So it was quite a maybe. That might not have come through in the song so much, though, actually.
Let's have a listen to it.
There are a few things that I don't know. As soon as you open up your eyes, you'll realise. Thank you.
means to do the best with what you've got. As soon as you make peace with that, you'll have anything you want. You are not the only one afraid to live and scared to die. So as soon as you open up your eyes, you'll realize that you can't always have everything, to do the best with what you've got.
Inevitably, one's tempted to say the eyes have it. Oh,
terrible!
But I know. It's just nobody's with a wide shut with respect to that one. It was wonderful. Indeed. 2013, of course, from the EP Shadows and Whispers, and Elliot Morris still with us in the studio for, as we said, part two of something which we started last month and kind of thought it's too good for just one sort of inspired on it. We'll squeeze over into a second part. Looking towards the elements of 2016, can we look forward to more new music, Elliot?
Absolutely. I'm planning my album recording at the moment. It's all the materials ready to go. I've got a great cast of musicians that are keen to or happy to be involved, and I'm just working out which path to release it. You know, there's speaking to labels or thinking about a crowdfunding thing. Just see what works best, really, so that the music can get heard by people.
And they will be privileged to do so. Elliot, we've been privileged to actually have you for this edition of Inspired On Air. Hopefully it won't be too long before you join us for the full programme.
That sounds good to me, absolutely. You know where I am.
Well, we don't actually, not now. I mean, he might have actually moved on since when we actually did the whole piece, so who knows what could have actually happened. So, never mind. It's all part of the rich tapestry. You're listening to Inspired On Air on Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. And we have Alice Dale, who is the marketing intern for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Hello.
Oh, exactly. There are folk who might be listening to the repeat of this on a Thursday evening between 7 and 8 o'clock. And if they don't get a spurt on, they will miss with a little bit of luck, will they not?
They definitely will.
So what's happening on Thursday, the 21st of April?
So we have Payne's Plough, who are returning to us. We've had them a few times. And they created this show with Latitude Festival, which is called With a Little Bit of Luck. And the tagline for it is theatre that you can rave to. So we're taking it out of our theatre and we're working with the Engine Shed and putting it into the platform. So it's a mostly standing event, and it's gig music. So it's set in London in 2001, so it takes inspiration from that kind of music.
Fist pumping euphoria, according to the stage. Something which we've already been fist pumping for the last couple of months here in terms of Inspired On Air. And gorgeous genre melding music and theatre, according to Excellence. Truly wonderful. Are you going to be there yourself?
I am going to be there, yes.
It's kind of exciting. You can sort of tell the tangible sort of sense of wondrousness that's coming through with that. And then, of course, as you mentioned, there's a certain chap who's well known within the English language who once came up with the line, "All the world's a stage and we are just players on it," he says, paraphrasing it. Maybe all the world's a radio station and we're just voices that are heard and passed on from that point of view. Supernatural Shakespeare, Wednesday the 27th of April, 7 p.m. Plus Shakespeare Untold. It is, of course, Shakespeare 400.
It is. We're very excited about it. We're especially excited about Shakespeare Untold, as it's Shakespeare's Globe. They're bringing a show to us, and we're really excited about having them in the building and bringing people in to see it.
And a truly wonderful event it will actually be. Are you a big Shakespeare fan? Because obviously you're a dramatic graduate yourself. I mean, because there are people who say, actually, when it comes to TV drama, it's Charles Dickens that we have to thank. It's not Shakespeare at all. It's Charles Dickens who actually dealt with episodic television, and he would have actually gone for that. People often say, oh, Shakespeare, he would have been doing something completely different if he's already around today. But
I am a fan. Yeah. I do like a good Shakespeare, so I definitely am excited about.
Favourite play? Tragedy? Comedy?
I like Hamlet.
Historical? Yeah, to be or not to be. Well, Lindsay Gold is one of our singer-songwriters as well, has produced her own literary tribute, not necessarily to Shakespeare, but I think you can probably see just a tad of relevance to possibly The Tempest. thou a spirit of health or goblin damned, bring with thee airs from heaven or blasts from hell, be thy intents wicked or charitable, thou canst in such a questionable shape that I will speak with to thee. It's Hamlet, of course. With the ghost and all sorts of other areas from that body. Patterns of superstition and belief have undoubtedly changed over the past 400 years. Do you have any superstitions at all?
Oh, a few.
Theatrical ones that are actually there? Because there is that. I mean, obviously, whistling is not done at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, presumably.
It's not, no.
I hope not. Even though you might be tempted to actually go into a whistle while you work. It's just not going to happen at all for that part of you. But this particular thing, only £5.
Yep,
only
£5.
English pounds to actually make your way over to Supernatural Shakespeare, from vengeful ghosts to weird sisters, fairies, sprites, gods and devils, to the spirit of Shakespeare himself. Is he putting in an appearance?
Well, we'll see. I can't promise anything.
Quite a nice coup, actually. Let's hope that the University of Lincoln is actually making full acknowledgement of that. I mean, obviously Magna Carta last year and Shakespeare this year. Splendid for that body. And then, as you rightly said, Shakespeare Untold, of course, on the eve of Supernatural Shakespeare, Tuesday the 26th of April. The Times succeeds brilliantly, a generally held wisdom that Shakespeare is not for the very young. This completely disproves this idea. So presumably, Julie Ellaby can bring her wonderful embryonic form along.
Possibly.
Congratulations, Julie Ellaby. Here we go. Going to have a playmate for little Charlotte, I believe. Is it Charlotte?
Felicity.
Mm-hmm. You can see I've obviously been keeping appraised of the Ellaby household. Never mind. That's all through that. Well done, anyway. Sorry, I just had a moment, though. I sort of think, well done. How patronising for a male presenter to actually say, yes, you're pregnant. Well done. Well done, indeed. Shakespeare Untold, tell us a bit about it.
So it's the story of Romeo and Juliet and the story of Titus Andronicus, but told from different points of view, so from characters that we don't know. So they're unwritten characters. So Romeo and Juliet is told from the point of view of the party, the event maker. So she will tell us about how the party unfolds and what happens with Romeo and Juliet. And then Titus Andronicus is told from the point of view of Titus's pie maker. So it's sure to be a little bit gruesome, but just the perfect
This
amount.
Is the point, because Titus Andronicus, now you could argue in terms of young people that, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie, there's a kind of nursery rhyme equivalent. But for those people who aren't familiar with Titus Andronicus, it's not a nice serving, is it? I mean, you wouldn't go to the atrium at the University of Lincoln and sort of expect to actually find, live human beings.
Nope.
Caked in. It's just not going to happen, is it?
No, I think they're taking a very, it's quite a funny form. So
Holly, for instance, at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, she'd be gutted beyond words if somebody a pie came out and said, "Oi, there's a bit of a finger in here. What's going on?"
Me and Holly were actually talking about it yesterday.
Well, there we are. Anyway, one day Holly will return, I'm sure. I don't know when, but
I'll bring her next time. Well, I'll drag her along.
You should. looking ahead, of course, to the wonderful month, the lusty month of May, you've got the final degree showcase, and what a fantastic package you've got there, the Graduate Fashion Show, the Fine Art Degree Show, Multimedia, Theatre Company, Spring Dance Concerts and solo performances. Open to the general public?
Yeah, most of them are open to the general public, and all of the shows have now been announced, so you can just go onto our website and you can find out what's happening.
And much beloved, clearly, of our very own jazz specialist, Tom Stevens, allowing for Jazz Week 2016 on the 13th of May. Yes, it is a Friday. Claire Teal will be appearing.
We're very excited to have her along.
Yeah, much as she thoroughly enjoys fronting her big band or her Hollywood orchestra or presenting her weekly show on some other radio station. It's a national thing. Award-winning jazz singer Claire Teal still revels in performing in more intimate venues, and she will be performing from the Great American and British Songbook, such classics from Ella Fitzgerald, Doris Day and Peggy Lee, to more contemporary material. That's actually on the 13th of May, as we said, Friday the 13th of May, 7:30 p.m. Tickets a snip, £20, and the running time 1 hour 50 minutes, including the interval. So great stuff from there. We're going to be finding out more about the exciting highlights of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre as we head into the summer. A little mention, of course, for Roald Dahl's Little Red Riding Hood and The Three Little Pigs. Yeah. And we'll be finding out what Sarah Bullimore is going to be up to. Because have you ever met the Bullimore?
I don't think I have.
Really?
No.
The actual founder, the paragon of virtue on which the entire sort of Inspired on Air programme rests. And yet you've never, well... Could be a treat. Could well be a treat. This is Carrington McDuffie, My Little Guitar.
My little guitar, mirror of my next mood. My mute pet, my sweet spot, my imagined lover. Wherever we are, please be my next mood. I ask this as I practice my
could do with a time machine, because not only am I kind of missing birthdays nonsense, I forgot to actually congratulate Sue Royce, who actually ran the Lincoln 10K over the weekend. And yes, there we are, she's pictured there with a Victory V sign crossing the finish line. That's her little latest there, Sue Royce there. Marvellous. Well done, Sue. And the sponsorship that I did promise will be forthcoming probably sometime between now and 2019. Okay, so yeah, we'll get there. Just sort of through that. It's just time. It's very strange. I cannot believe the words you uttered a few moments ago, Alice Dale, marketing intern for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Because, I mean, if Julie Ellaby's listening, which she might be, even if it's to the podcast, she'll say, what? What? Never, never ever met Sarah Bullimore. Never had the opportunity to meet the pocket dynamo that is Sarah Bullimore. Thankfully, we can put that right. Can't we, Sarah Bullimore?
We can indeed.
Yeah, there we are. Sarah Bullimore, meet marketing intern Alice Dale. Alice Dale, marketing intern, meet Sarah Bullimore, the founder and creator. Well, that was Julie Ellaby who came up with the term Lincoln Inspired. For Inspired.
Hello.
Yay! We feel we're bridging the whole sort of sequence in every sense of the word. That's marvellous stuff there. Sarah, I now realise that it's almost getting to the stage where it's nearly a year since you last were in the studio.
Oh my God, is it really? That's crazy.
In terms of doing co-presidential stuff. So we can't really blame Alice, who is nearly completing a whole year as marketing intern for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, not to have actually sort of met you in person, not to have had that joy.
No, indeed. I shall have to change that, won't I, Alex?
I think so.
I look forward to it.
Juggling all the way around. But we have got lots of exciting things. We've talked about some of the great things that are coming up at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, which is what we do on Inspired, in case you're wondering. What is it? It's an art show. It's a case of celebration. Arts throughout Lincoln and beyond, so we'll cover a whole variety of things. Clearly, we've been focusing on Shakespeare 400, Supernatural Shakespeare, Shakespeare Untold, and so on. And we've mentioned that Claire Teal is arriving on the 13th of May in Lincoln. We've got the Concept of Love with the Conceptual Arts Theatre Orchestra. And, Sarah, I know you'll appreciate this because you're quite a nice little ballet dancer as well. That's ballet dancer. The Ballet Cymru, Roald Dahl's Little Red Riding Hood, and the Three Little Pigs on Sunday the 5th of June. Alice, tell us about this little one.
So they've taken the revolting rhymes that Roald Dahl wrote and have made it into two different shows. So there's the Little Red Riding Hood and the Three Little Pigs, and then they've packaged it all together into this beautiful performance. We're really excited about it. We've had Ballet Cymru come to us for the past two summers. So we had Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella, and they were both spectacular performances. So we're really excited about this one.
Have you caught up with them as yet, Sarah, in terms of Ballet Cymru?
No, but I know of them, and I know that they do amazing things. That production sounds absolutely fantastic.
Both works, of course, based on the outstanding and internationally recognised musical scores by composer Paul Patterson. Both commissioned by the Dahl Foundation, have become children's classics played all over the place. So great stuff from that point of view. And how can people actually get in touch with the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, Alice?
So you can give us a call on 01522 837 600 and you can speak to our box office team and they will sort you out with some tickets or answer any questions you have. Or you can go to www.lpac.co.uk and check out our programme online.
And it will be a nice way to actually go to see the ballet just ahead of Lincoln Dancers, he says, attempting to shoehorn in another link to yourself, Sarah Bullimore.
Yes, we're just putting all the touches into place, really, for Lincoln Dancers this year. So we've got a few shifts and changes, as always. But hopefully that's going to be taking place in June this year. So I'm just kind of having a look at locations and stuff like that at the moment. So all go.
Alice, have you been dancing in Lincoln or seen Lincoln dancers? Or is this a segment that over the last few years you've said, no, I've finished my dissertation, I've wrapped up now, I'm not going to be there at all? Have you missed it?
I have missed it, unfortunately, yeah.
I'm going to Sarah.
It was a lovely sunny day as well last year when we did it in June last year. It was lovely sunny in City Square, so when everyone got dancing then.
It's always a superlative sunny experience. But Sarah, pray tell, for those folk who, and I possibly include myself here, who thought, dancing, that's not for me, for goodness sakes, two left feet and various other factors. How can people get involved with this? And do you need to be a dancing expert? Do you need to have your tap shoes on? What's the sort of format and what does Lincoln Dancers really entail?
Well, what we normally do is we find a location or we have a space, like a pop-up dance show almost, in the middle of Lincoln. And we kind of program in lots of different dance groups and dance styles. So that can be anyone and everyone, really, from baby classes in kind of ballet and tap all the way through to adults, every kind of style and genre as well in between. So whether it's large groups of dancers or if it's like solos or duets. And then sometimes we also have some workshops as well where people just join in on the day.
Alice, you have got, let me see, from the point of view of the live broadcast, probably something like 4.5 days, if you're listening to this as a pre-record on Thursday, possibly about 3 days, if you're listening to the podcast, who knows, to get your application in to be one of the models for Lincoln Fashion Week. Are you going to go for that?
Maybe not.
Maybe not, she says. But models are required.
I'm not quite brave enough to take
I've got to admit, she turned me down. I sort of was straight in there. I said, I can do my... She said, no. In fact, she's pretty good. What's happening at Lincoln Fashion Week on Sunday, April... Well, actually, the deadline is Sunday, April 24th. And they're seeking men and women over 30. Oh, right. So actually, yes, you're far too young, Alice.
Oh, well.
We need everybody. At the moment, the call out's been gone for 2 weeks, so it's from the 16th to 21st of May across the city centre. There'll be four kind of pop-up catwalk shows happening all day in the major kind of locations like Debenhams and House of Fraser and Waterside as well. And so what we're doing is we're looking for models that represent really the community from Lincoln. So everyone from families and babies to get involved all the way up to grandmas and grandpas.
And in terms of that, I mean, it's an interesting sort of concept itself, produced, of course, by Paradigm Arts. Is it a case of celebrating fashion in Lincoln across the bases? Are we looking at Lincoln Fashion Week, obviously, being what the Rome Fashion Week and the London Fashion Week have sadly been missing over these years, i.e. a little touch of Lincoln?
Yeah. Yes, it's a Lincoln. We're working with Lincoln Business Improvement Group because they basically approached us and said, could we kind of help them put it together? And so it's a concept that we've been talking about actually for many years. Through Paradigm Arts, we run the Design Academy for Schools, their fashion show, which is coming up at the Drill Hall on the 1st of July. So we've kind of been talking to Lincoln Big for a while about joining the kind of the education element along with the kind of creative industries and the retailers as well from the commercial end, and just kind of turning Lincoln into the summer of fashion. So this is the first year, really, that the main fashion week produced by Lincoln Big and us working in association with them is going to take place.
You can always tell that Sarah is on the case when it comes to links, because she may have actually mentioned there that she finished off that little piece about Lincoln Fashion Week by saying, so this is the best way forward. And look, So Festival 2016, with our very own now duly designated midweek drivette, Eva MacDonald, wearing one of these So Ambassadors. So the So Festival, you can't stop saying it. So a needle pulling thread, doe a deer. What's it about? How can people get involved with it? And so on. And if you are actually looking to be one of the 20 ambassadors aged 16 and over who could play a vital role in audience engagement before and during the festival period, what should they be doing?
They should be going to find So Festival on Facebook page, getting in touch with the lovely coordinator, Katie Louise, on there, and she'll send information out. The date's this year, the 25th of June to the 3rd of July, so it's promising to be another exciting festival.
There we are, you see. It's a great time to be had by, well, I think last year we had Chloe and, Eva obviously hadn't become a midweek driver since then, so she was sorting it through with her. I'm simply actually going through your Facebook updates and saying, oh, that's worthwhile talking about. But Sarah...
There's everything going on.
did we talk about the Paradigm Arts thing? We've talked about the Lincoln Fashion Week. What's the best contact? Again, is it through Facebook to find out about that, or do you just turn up for the actual audition?
No auditions.
No auditions.
No.
So an audition free process. It's marvellous.
That's right, yeah. Okay. So basically you go online and if you look on Visit Lincoln website, and that's got all the information on there on how to be a model. We're also actually looking for compares as well at the moment.
Again, I have done my fair share, believe it or not, of fashion modelling compares. Very impressed with the way that they actually do this, the speed change. The costume change is always impressive. But yeah, I haven't been asked, so what the hey? Anyway.
Well, if you fancy it, I think I'll send you an email a while back, you know.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, you did, and I thought you said it to me by mistake, so I didn't respond. But never mind, it's okay. We will get things sorted to do. Alice, got any questions you want to put to Sarah Bullimore, who, when it comes to the arts in Lincoln, quite frankly... Well, there wouldn't be any arts in Lincoln without Sarah Bullimore. I'm sorry, David Lambert. I've just said it, but there we are. Go.
Let me have a think. You've obviously got lots of events happening at the minute. Is there anything that you're really excited for? Like, what's the thing that you're most excited for at the minute?
I think the work that I'm doing with Paradigm Arts is really exciting. It's an arts education network that myself and colleague Rob Pittman have been working for many, many years on the development of it. And it's with April is just hitting our first official birthday, our first year of kind of going out there, really. And we've been working with the schools over the past year on some really exciting connections. It's about connecting with schools, but also linking education programmes with kind of events and cultural festivals and out there, everything that's going on in the community. So we've been having lots of fun time at the moment, doing lots of arts awards with children and young people and going into their assembly and having a look at all the fantastic work that they do, which has been a brilliant journey.
Your phone line is barely hanging in there, I don't know. It used to be a lot easier when she was just up the hill, you see. You know, she moved to a different part of Lincoln. It's a different world entirely. Although we can say that in terms of upcoming news, that wonderful performance poet, Steve Court, will hopefully be coming back to the programme in the not-too-distant future. If not inspired or not, she's penciling in some midweek drawings. That's the last time he did a show was 2015, January 2015. Not that we're sort of paying attention, but it's just by the by. And obviously we've been congratulating Judy Ellaby on her fabulous news that she's now with child, which is great.
It's
very exciting. So let's move on, Sarah, to that sort of standard question, which is, would you like to ask Alice Dale what she'd like to recommend from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre? I know you're expecting two completely different questions, but that's a different show, dear. That's a different show entirely.
Oh, what are you looking forward to then, Alice, in the next season?
I think... I'm really looking forward to the show we have on Thursday, which is with a little bit of luck with Payne's Plough. They came to us with the Roundabout Festival, which was like a massive external theatre that we put up outside Lincoln Performing Arts Centre in September. So to have them back again, we're really excited about it. And it's a bit different. It's in the platform, so we're taking theatre outside of our theatre, which is nice.
Lovely. That'd be exciting.
3,600 seconds, 1 hour to you and me of absolute magic on Thursday the 21st of April. Again, if you're listening to this show after the 21st of April, I'm sorry, you need that time machine. Just making that quite clear. But that's with a little bit of luck. Not with a little luck, which of course Paul McCartney and Wings sung about long before you were actually born. Never mind. Check it out on various sort of systems. And the classic line, which I think, sorry, you could almost use as a mantra, basically. Actually, you don't have to use it as a mantra. You always use it. I want to be iconic. I want to be beautiful and reckless. Feared, hated, ahead of the times. I want to be different. I want to be dangerous. Yeah, she's not very quiet now. Sorry. It's okay. She's having a coffee, tea break and lunch. So that's the important thing. In fact, a coffee tea break, it's very confusing. It's actually, the whole show started off in a confusing manner, it has to be said, because when Alice arrived, I thought she was Georgie Hardcastle. Julie didn't, and I thought, what's going on here? This is what happens when Michael Blackburn can't be here to keep us in order.
He's to come and keep us in check.
The whole thing just goes in all sorts of ways. Either that or Sarah Bullimore. Sarah, it's been fabulous as ever. Paradigm
Thank
Arts,
you.
The best way to find that, presumably through social media, just type in Paradigm.
Yeah, that's the best way. That's where all the upcoming news is.
And it's Lincoln Paradigm Arts, PARADIGM. So it's like paradigm. Paradigm, perhaps paradigm. It's very important we get that sort of through. And magic will be happening. I take it you will be with us in the studio before too long, then.
I very much hope so, Alan.
I should jolly well hope so, too. Dun 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 d excellent Bourrée by Mike Bett as we turn to another page in the What's On June July segment of Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Having had all that excitement of the Soap Festival, Paradigm Arts, fashion scenarios, Lincoln dancers, it's too much. Eggbox, Alice Dale.
So Eggbox is the youth theatre that's based in our building. So they run from 7:15 to 9 p.m. on Friday nights, during term time only, I'm afraid. And it's with a theatre company who are called Eggbox. And then the youth theatre is called Loudmouth. And Eggbox have been running for a few years now in Lincolnshire and have been working on loads of different projects. So we're really excited to have them in the building.
From probably the department of how much hyperbole can you actually get into a show description? Attention, puny earthlings! We invite you to join us on the moon for an intergalactic exchange. Shout and Loudmouth Youth Theatre present their original production in association with Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Tele-obsessed, singing aliens and extraterrestrial musical madness. There's only one problem. There's no Wi-Fi on the moon. What does it mean? It's insane. But what does it mean? Enjoy it anyway, shape or form. Is it for all the family, Moon the Musical?
Yeah, so it's a piece that's been devised by the participants in the youth theatre. So all of the songs and the script are devised by the children that are taking part. We're really excited about it. It's the first time that we've had them perform, and we're really excited about seeing their work.
Tremendous. That's the Eggbox Youth Theatre, and it's coming up on Thursday, the 30th of June, and the 1st and 2nd of July, that's Friday and Saturday, all in association with the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. There might be folk listening to this who still haven't availed themselves of some of the fantastic deals that you can get with the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, including become a friend of the centre, a gold friend, a silver friend, and so on. Share with us some of the magical things that come in with being a silver friend or a gold friend of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
Where if you're either of those friends, you get a certain amount of director's choice events that you can attend a year for free. So if you're a silver friend, you get 2 free tickets for 2 director's choice events, and a gold friend gets 4 tickets, 4 free tickets for 2 free tickets for 4 events, sorry. And they're like kind of the highlights of the season that we think our most engaged audience would enjoy.
Always interestingly identified by the icon of what looks like a balloon with a little goatee beard.
Yep.
It's not exactly Craig Morrow.
It's Craig Morrow, yes it is.
Literally. And as you say, 10% off the director's choice, which is there in every sense of the word. You can be a silver friend for £25 a year, a gold friend for £50 a year. Great stuff. And it obviously keeps the company going in every sense of the word. Be Our Friend, of course, carries with it connotations of Beauty and the Beast.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It's been, once again, an amazingly packed production for Inspired On Air's April edition. Alice, it's the first time you've had to do a solo co-presentation.
Yeah, solo.
Sent across here by Julie Ellaby, who said, go deal with the media committee. And indeed, she's done extremely well indeed. Thanks to Sarah Bullimore, certainly, for keeping us updated on some of the things she's been doing. Thanks to Elliot Morris for being involved as well. And thanks to you, dear listener, because at the end of the day, one of the things about the arts is you've got to get engaged with them. You know, you need to get engaged. And if you engage and you support them, then they'll continue long into the 21st century and the 22nd and 23rd century as well. What we're all about. We've got a whole heap of other goodies coming up this afternoon. I think No Adults Allowed is back on Wednesday. If you're listening on a Thursday evening, you've probably got the rock show or some other exciting sort of thing that's coming through as well. It's Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. You've been listening to Inspired On Air. Can you remember the outro? Those two words.
I was
words.
Just thinking about this.
It's always critical. It's kind of like Inspired B, but we reverse those.
Yeah,
things.
That's what okay. I thought it was. Yeah.
So, a one, a two, a three.
Be inspired.